Rumi said, "Out beyond the idea of right and wrong, there is a field. I'll meet you there." Out beyond the idea of right and wrong. In other words, out beyond the understanding or the belief that we're separate, out beyond the sense of being right or wrong or better or not as good. All of those things that we do to separate ourselves from others, from nature, from our lives, from reality, out beyond all of those ideas that hold us back and shut us down, there is this field, this massive, open field. That's where I want to meet you. And that's where our work begins, if you can call it work. It's our journey of being human, is to constantly, always be looking out for that field. And that field is simply our natural state of awareness, our natural state of openness, that natural state beyond thought, behind the mind, where we connect so deeply into ourselves, with our source, whatever that is for you, with that life force, with the uniqueness of who we are. It's out beyond the thinking mind, the doubting mind, that fearful, conditioned mind. Out beyond all of it is this beautifully expansive, creative, open source of intelligence. And I spend a lot of time investigating myself. Am I hanging out in the small? Am I being small right now in this moment? When we judge others, it's small. When we doubt ourselves and our massive potential, we're small. When we play he said, she said, or it's not happening for me, or why them and not me, we're playing small. We're playing in that very small space. When we can get out of our own way, and we do from time to time, and this is the point for today, at least, because this is a massive practice. This is really our life's journey, is to go out to that field, to find ourselves there more often with ourselves and with each other, and to play there. I'll meet you there. And so all day long, we have the opportunity to recognize that field when we're there. And in my book, I call these glimpses, glimpses of aliveness, glimpses of clarity, glimpses of connection. And so because we live so much in our thinking mind, we are often just crowded with thinking and doubt and fear and lists and plans. But every so often when we glimpse into each other's eyes, or when we see the magnificence of a sunset, or just catch something beautiful, the sound of a song or the smell of your food, anything, these mini moments that can awaken you, they can spark you, they can shift you out of the busy mind the right and wrong. And so for today, that's all I suggest, is start paying closer attention to the moments out on the field, to the glimpses of aliveness. And that's it. And we start with that. And when we can glimpse more often, then those stretches become longer. Oh, that is delicious. That's it for today, my friends. Thank you for listening. Let's continue this journey together and be well. Hey, if you like this little morning messages, give it a review, because it will help other people find the morning messages, and that would be a really good thing. Thank you so much for joining me. Take care and be well.